Avocado. I personally know several people who are dying and many more with very serious health challenges. From what I've learned on thebestdayever.com, all of them could be helped, yet none of them are even willing to listen to me. I know you've touched on this before, but I would really like to know what specific strategies, preferably several, I could use to help while there's still time.
The number one thing is people have to have a will to live. They have to have hope. That's probably the biggest illness that's going on right now, is that people actually have lost hope that there is a better way, that they can feel good, that they can be illness-free. Ultimately, each individual's responsibility is to figure out how to unlock that magical chest that's within each person that opens up their heart and allows them to find that will to live, that will to create, that keeps them on the planet. A lot of people have given up. A lot of people have just resigned that, hey, it's time to go. And you know what? It's not for us to step in and say, no, it's not time to go. It's not, we have to find that delicate balance in between where where if they have an inkling of spark left where they want to stay here, then we can show them in a very clever fashion a way that they can feel better. And it has to start very small, very easy things. Simple things like, hey, let's just get out of the city. Let's go to the country. Let's go to Hawaii on a vacation and get in a waterfall. Let's do something we would have never thought of doing before. And then ultimately they can begin to make changes.
For instant access to hundreds of clips just like this one, please go to thebestdayever.com. That's thebestdayever.com.